I wonder how a lot of people are surviving lockdown at the moment, because obviously, well, the rules are different. For you can't go and see your intimate partner this time.
Oh, that's right. If you're not living with someone, you'd be hoping Zoom would take care of some of that.
Zoom.
Well, in the old days, you'd have a dirty phone call.
Use the Zoom where you literally. Literally zoom in on this. Well, you're right.
You know,
it's probably doing a lot of people some big favours.
Don't know whether I should mention this, but you know,
when you're
in high school and you sit there and have a phone call with your girlfriend, you know, when you're 16, 17, and you know, you in my house, you had to actually move the phone out of the lounge room into the hallway and shut the door. That's when mum and dad would be thinking, hello, what's he up to?
Okay, so hang on. So you were in the hallway, or could you take the phone to your bedroom?
No, we could. It wasn't long enough. You could only go to the hallway, shut the door from the lounge room so no one could hear you. Well,
okay.
Hopefully.
Except maybe see you.
Maybe your sister in the bedroom down the hallway there.
Oh,
but
no.
That's how you talk to your girlfriend. I remember Jenny Spence, who I chatted with. We got hot and heavy a couple of times when we were in year 11.
When you're in the hallway, talk us through it.
Oh, I just remember her saying, well, we're talking about stuff, and then she goes, you know what, she says, I'll be your fantasy. And I went, oh, my God.
I'll be your fantasy.
At 16, that was, and that was the most
coolest. And was the song Black Box out, Fantasy out by Black Box, just out of curiosity?
No, the original artist would have done it, Earth, Wind and Fire, but anyway. When she said that, my heart melted. She was, you know, I was hers.
I'll be your fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I still remember those words.
Cute.
Whatever that meant.
Look at you.
Because that's all that ever happened. We never got hot and heavy. It just was something she said. Anyway, go on with your...
No. I want to hear more about your phone calls with Jenny Spence.
Back then, though, you're thinking, wow, if only you had, you know, video communications. I was thinking of the Dick Tracy comments and the fact that you could have a two-way watch that you could see the other person.
Oh, yes.
And you were just thinking, why could there not be a way... like the Jetsons, to see what she was doing on the other end of the phone. And now with Zoom, that fantasy is fulfilled, basically, isn't
Dick
it?
Dick Tracy, all right. Why not? Go, Dick. Hey, a friend of mine, well, I just was bringing it up about obviously everyone down in lockdown. What else can you do at a time like this? I mean, a lot of people are going through some serious...
Well, you can eat.
You know, dark times.
Yeah.
You can eat.
Watch telly.
Yeah, become a hashtag sumo. But one of my friends messaged me the other day. Well, actually, it was just yesterday. And she goes, I've deleted Snapchat off my phone today. She said, because she uses... What happens is she's on Tinder. And then they'll match or whatever you do. I've never used it, as you know. And then they go onto Snapchat and, you know, they'll send each other actual videos and photos because they just delete or whatever straight away. But she said, she goes, I deleted Snapchat off my phone today. I was getting out of control.
Well, with her posting photo.
Yes. Like doing videos or whatever, sexy videos for people on Snapchat. And I said to her, because where she lives, she's quite open to, the neighbours are a distance away.
But
I said to her, what if the neighbours have the binoculars?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't even care. You know, people just get to that.
Lockdown mentality.
Yeah, so she actually physically removed the app from her phone.
Just watch.
Probably a smart call.
It'll be back in 3 months.